Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. You know, we live in an ever-changing world, day by day. And some days, you know, skies are blue. Other days, they're rainy. Some days, we just feel great about life and about what's happening. And other days, we're asking ourselves, what the hell is happening? But there is a constant. His name is God, who says, I am God, and I change not. I want to go to this morning to that man, David, who's called a man who God called a man after his own heart. David had tremendous ups and tremendous downs, more probably ups than we could have, and probably more downs than we may ever experience. And he writes a psalm. It's Psalm 71. And I want to go through it today. I don't know how long it's going to take. If I don't finish in the time permitted on shortwave, then I hope, if God's given you ears at all to hear, that you will somehow connect on the internet to thegodschool.com and hear the words of David, a man after God's own heart. Psalm 71 begins with David saying, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Never let me be put to confusion. I have written in my Bible, the first time I came across this psalm, to put to confusion in that trust. That I have put in you, O Lord, where it says, let me never. I found it, as studying here, I found it really kind of interesting. The word is le'olam, and you've heard, if you paid attention in this with and been part of this ministry, you know that word means into eternity. Let me into eternity, never let me be put to confusion in the trust that I have put in you, Lord. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. You know, we find David constantly speaking of God being a refuge and fortress, a rock and a fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men. For thou art my hope. Hebrew is tikvah. Oh man, 24 years ago, speaking at my closest friend in life, at his memorial service, I was privileged to speak about my friend, but it was kind of interesting. He was a Jew. I loved him. We were closer than brothers, and he had brothers who were close, but we were closer. But the interesting little thing is the service was held at a place called the Tikva. And the rabbi was really surprised when, during my little talk, that I said, you know, this place that we're gathered in is called hope. David says, for thou art my hope. O Lord God, my trust, from my youth, thou art my hope. Tikva! And what is hope? Hope that is seen is not hope. Folks, again and again and again, I'll never get tired, hopefully, of ever saying this. We live not by sight, but by faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As close as the relationship between God our Father and David is written about here in the scriptures, in all the scriptures about David. David did not see God, but he had his word. He tells of his hope, and he tells of his trust, of his leaning on, of his running, leaning on the staff of God's word, and running to the shelter of God's promises with the hope that he would have God's promise manifested. Sometimes in his life he saw the promises of God manifested. Other times he would wait. As he says in the 17th Psalm, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with thy likeness. In eternity, David speaks of the likeness of God that would be manifest in him. And that is the hope of every Christian. Who waits on God in his promises with the confidence knowing that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. As he said, so shall he do. As he has spoken, so shall it be. Not limited to this life, but as David refers to Leolam, into the eternities. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels, my praise. Continually of thee by thee have I been holding up. Here, Jesus, I believe, or David, I believe, is speaking of Jesus. That phrase in the first chapter of Hebrews, who upholdeth all things by the power of his word. David knows where his help comes from. He says, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. So I'm reading a commentary. I'm sorry, I don't remember who said this. But it reads like this, if I may for a moment. I am a wonder to many. The Hebrew word is chemopath, as a prodigy or monster, that is, as a frightful spectacle, which they are afraid to come near. One commentator, Green, renders it as a gazing stock to the multitude. This David was, on account of his many and sore calamities, and perhaps also because of his firm trust in God amidst them all, as if he had said, everyone waits to see what will be the issue of such extraordinary troubles as I have fallen into, and such extraordinary confidence as I profess to have in God. But thou art my sure refuge, but although men desert me, and look with suspicion and contempt on me, I'm going to read that again because I think every true man or woman of God has had this experience, probably more than once. But although men desert me and look with suspicion and contempt on me, God is a sure refuge for me. David, banished from his kingdom, says Dr. Horn, was regarded as a wonder, as a prodigy of wretchedness. Christ, in his state of humiliation upon earth, was a sign everywhere. Spoken against. The Christian who lives by faith, who quits possession for reversion. And I'm not quite sure what that means, but let's go on. And who chooses to suffer with his Savior here, that he may reign with him hereafter, appears to the men of the world as a monster of folly and enthusiasm. But God is the strong refuge for all such. David goes on, he says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all day. God likes to hear. Let my mouth be filled. Cast me not off in the time of old age. I'm starting to say that. Forsake me not when my strength faileth, for mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. They that lay wait for my soul, for my nephesh, for that in which, when God made man, he gave that part of himself which was eternal and put it in man. Some to eternal life with God. Some to eternal damnation. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel against me, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul, to my eternal life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. So, you know, I like this part of David. Jesus always be lifted up. But there is that which is in me that doesn't want to turn the cheek, but wants to see God's vengeance, God's help against our enemies. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I'm going to continue to talk about God, about God's righteousness. This word is tzedek, and it has to do with covenant keeping. And without covenant keeping, there is no righteousness. Righteousness is keeping covenant, and God had made a covenant and made actually quite a few covenants wherein David is learned and he knows God keeps covenant And therefore, regardless of the situation David finds himself in, he says, "My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness, and your salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers of my days. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, even thine only." Ooh, how about that, you self-righteous so-called Christians? Who think that somehow because you keep this little part of the law or that little part of the law, that somehow your righteousness matters to God? No, God in the gospel gives us righteousness for faith. If I'm loud today, it's because I'm excited about our Father, God, whom Jesus called Lord of heaven and earth. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and since then I have declared thy wondrous works. Over 40 years ago, I began, having been raised and educated in a religious framework, I have to tell you, Spirit of God was on me, but I did not have proper reference. That is, have His Word, just the religious ceremonies, but there was and is a spirit that God puts on all those that He has chosen for Himself. And since the time that I came to know our Father, I have declared His wondrous works, especially for the last 18 years, publicly at the God School. Now also when I am old and gray-haired, O God, forsake me not, this is my prayer, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things, O God. Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shalt quicken, give life to me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. I have been down, but the Lord Jesus lifted me. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, which is a symbol of victory. With the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. David speaks of my tongue, of my lips, of my mouth. We also, with our lips, with our tongue, with our mouth, should express praise and glory to God, express with our lips, with our mouth, with our tongue, and with our heart, our trust in God and all His promises, for He is the righteous one, the only one who keeps covenant. We try. With the spirit, but the flesh is weak. You want to strengthen your flesh? Use your tongue, use your lips, use your mouth in expressing your faith. That is an action. It's with the mouth the heart man believeth. It's with the heart man believeth, with the mouth man makes declaration unto salvation. Speak aloud. Speak to our Father. Being thankful for His grace and His gift of faith to us and for the hope that we have in His promises, and for the love that God expressed for us in His Son, Jesus. Wherein we who faith shall see eternal life. David says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. Our Father paid the price for the redemption of our soul in the life and death of His Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus. And showed off through Jesus, by His resurrection, the hope of eternal life that we have with God the Father. Continue to speak to God and speak of the God of Scripture, for God has preserved it that you and I might read of all His promises and the hope because of His righteousness that we have in those promises. And though we may not see them, we live by faith, not by sight. And that's the God School for today.